Naturally, we are saying that the practice of two foundations of mindfulness, the Vipassana, Bhavika, and the repeated cultivation of Bhavanikata, we are said to be practicing or cultivating the seven factors of enlightenment, also known as Dhamma. In a sense, if one is able to cultivate four foundations of mindfulness, we are also practicing enlightenment practice. So this is verified both from the theoretical and practical aspects, which can be realized by the practicing yogis to their own experiential knowledge. As one is noting every arising object as it arises, with the intensive mindfulness, the quality of mindfulness will become very good. There will be extraordinary type of mindfulness will be cultivated, with the result that one is bound to cultivate the true nature of the objects noted, namely beginning with the discernment of mind and body, and progressing along the stages of inside knowledge. This becomes very obvious to the yogis. And also at the same time, we are cultivating energy, exerting energy by stages, in accordance with the four exertions, samabharana. Not allowing the unwholesomeness to arise, or preventing them from arising. And preventing and arousing, not only preventing unwholesomeness, but also arousing unarisen wholesomeness and developing the already arisen wholesomeness. Such is four exercises, samavarana, the practice of the stages of energy, namely initial launching energy, that is the first stage, and then the liberating energy in order to overcome difficulties. Later followed by the energy which is exerted in stages until we reach the goal. In this way, we are blocking the path to unwholesomeness and keeping the way open to wholesomeness. Such is how energy virya is abandoning kilesas, defilements, by not accepting them, blocking the path to unwholesomeness and leaving the way open to wholesomeness. And as one cultivates mindfulness, one is bound to deepen one's concentration, and in this way one is bound to realize wholesomeness, which is quite obvious. If one is able to realize wholesomeness, one is bound to become flawless and unblemished, anavijja in Pali, free of impurities such as the hindrances to progress, beginning with the sense desire hindrance. At the same time, the mind will become very clear and bright, as bound to arise with clear type of faith, like of sadha. And then the feeling of rapture, piti, feeling of thrill, and the permeating kind of happiness in a very unusual manner. Such is a sense of well-being which is experiencing the permeating type of rapture. The rapture is feeling the thrills permeating through your body, leading to the calmness of body and mind, feeling of levitation and so on, all these wholesome states will enter at one stream of consciousness. It is very obvious, followed by the permeating heaviness. Like when in hot weather you come from outside and entering an air conditioned room or cool room, you feel a sense of well-being. There is a permeating type of coolness running through your body. The mind, with the mind and body become calm, so that the mind also will become concentrated. You'll be able to deepen your concentration wherever you want to keep your mind concentrated. Then there will be condensation of concentration together with its associated mental states, followed by the neutrality in your mental attitude, a balanced type of attitude. You are going to neither side. You are neither elated nor dejected about desirable or undesirable objects. You are balanced. You are striking the medium. You are equanimous. Equilibrium, equipoise. Such is, as we discussed yesterday, known as Tatra Majodata. Wholesome or beautiful mental state. Tatra, this or that object. Majya, medium, Tatra, nature. The nature of keeping mind in the medium. Neither not biased, not partial, not going to any extremes. Mind becomes equanimous. It is synonymous with upekkha equanimity. And both knowledge and energy are involved at the stage. So one experiences equilibrium or equipoise. It's quite, especially at the inside stage of the equanimity towards formations, known as Sankara Prajnana. This kind of state becomes very obvious. You are able to note all objects with equanimity, neutrality, without being on either side of extreme, such as elation or dejection, joy, overjoy or excitement as regards the desirable and undesirable objects. And with intense mindfulness, your knowledge is very clear. And in respect of the six sense objects, such as seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, you are able to note in a balanced manner, with the clarity of awareness, without any extreme of illusion or rejection about desirable or undesirable objects. You are not feeling low spirits or high spirits. You are able to become neutral in respect of these sense objects noted. Though yogi is not totally free from defilement at this stage, it has been praised in the text that the yogi's mind is no different from the mind of an arahant, because one is experiencing this neutrality, tatramijatata, which is synonymous with equanimity, upekkha. There is this feeling of calmness, and as you reach the maturity of insight knowledge, you are free from excitement or dejection. You are neither on low spirits or high spirits unnecessarily, and you are neutral, which is the goodness with calmness, goodness with neutrality. And as noting proceeds respectfully, continuously, you will feel as though the noting mind and the noting object are cast away. That is transformation from process to non-process, pavata to apavata. From process of rising and passing away of mind-body objects to the cessation of formations. They are all good things, desirable things. Such are the immediate benefits of the practice of Satipatthana, respectfully and continuously. And at this stage, this pitipasati, rapture and calmness behave like Dhamma medicine, Dhamma odara, as has been mentioned in the text. Today we shall carry on about this subject. This Bodhanga Dhamma, enlightenment fighters, has been praised by the ancients, or the white people of the old age, in this way, that it can overcome all kinds of suffering. That is the first quality by which the ancients praised in respect of Bodhanga, enlightenment fighters. Now we have these impurities, such as greed, hatred, and aversion, and delusion. They themselves are impure. If they are impure, they are not. They cannot be desirable. They cannot be good, because if they are impure, they are bound to impure and unwholesome results. So they themselves are impure, and by indulging in them, one is bound to suffer. Hence, they become the cause for suffering. Based on indulging in defilements, one is bound to perform deeds, that is good and bad karma, leading to new existences. Even if you are reborn in new existence as a result of good karma, you will not be free from this universal suffering of old age, disease and death. Not to mention, if you commit wrong deeds, for the wrongdoing, bad deeds, you are bound to realize bad results. And definitely such a thing is undesirable. So nothing is pleasurable, whether you do good or bad. Even if you do something good, you reach good results, you realize good results by being born or reborn in good existences, you are bound to be overcome by old age, disease and death. Not to mention, if you do bad deeds, you're bound to suffer as a result of these defilements. So whether you do good or bad karma, you're bound to get good or bad results. And with the performance of karma vata, that is the wrong, vata means wrong, the wrong of actions, karma vata. Due to performance of the wrong of action, right, whether you do good or bad, you are bound to realize the result, the resultant, called vipaka vata, the wrong of result. So, another quality. Such, this is the first quality. Another quality given is it can overcome Mara. Mara means, Mara is a personification, of Madara, or killer. It can cause you to be killed, or itself can be considered as a killer or Madara. You can be killed as a result of 10 kinds of defilements, beginning with greed, hatred, and delusion. Indulging in them, you are bound to get bad results, undesirable results. So, whoever is not free from these defilements will be killed. Will be killed, meaning they are bound to suffer throughout their lifetimes. Hence, this is Mara. Is a personification of murderer or killer. So this is the one quality praised in respect of the practice of Bodhanga Dhammas, enlightenment fighters. If one is killing, means although one is not killed physically, if one is killed I means of training, that is, if one is one loses honor or dignity as a result of indulging in defilements, that is also as bad as being killed, as bad as being murdered, as bad as becoming a victim of Mara, a killer. So if one loses honor or dignity, what's the use of one's life in the world? If one lacks the training in moral virtue, philaseka, then one is as bad as or as good as being killed. If one lacks samadhi seka, training in concentration, or concentration training, not being able to possess the mentality as a human being for the practice of concentration, then you are as good as or as bad as being killed mentally. And if one is not able to practice insight meditation until one realizes the path and its fruit, then also one will not become above average human being. That also is one kind of being killed. So if a person has no training, is lacking in training, then one will not be average human being, one will not possess human mentality, and one will not be above average. So this is a great loss in one's life. So although the person may not be killed, the life may not be killed, but the dignity, the honor is said to be killed because of the lack of training. Hence, this Mara, the personification of Madara, kills people who indulge in defilements. So there are many people who are killed in this way, in this sense, that is losing honor and dignity, losing training as a result of greed, hatred, and delusion. Such is Mara, Kilesa Mara, and as a result of this Kilesa Mara, many are killed and destroyed. So, with the practice of Bhojanga, one is able to overcome this Mara Kila. So, if one is able to practice in order to overcome this Mara, not to become a victim of Mara, until one realizes the holiness, the final stage of sanctity, that is Arhantship. So, you complete the task of practice, then there will be no defilements. All the defilements will be eradicated to the point of no return. There will be no more wholesome deeds which will lead to new existences, neither will be unwholesome deeds performed. If there is no future existences, because of new existence, you are subject to old age, disease, and death. But without any new existences, you become free of the universal suffering of old age, disease, and death. Such are suffering of mind and body. And with the practice of Satipatthana, in the sense of the practice of Bhojanga Dhammas and Lajjanga factors, you are able to overcome or subdue or win over this Kilesa Mara. And in this way, the ancients have praised this practice of Bhojanga Dhamma.
Dandavariha.
So there are internal enemies in the body. These are none other than the defilements. They themselves are impure, and indulging in them, they are the cause for suffering. So with the practice of Satipatthana or enlightenment factors, you are able to overcome them if you are able to at least realize the first path, consciousness, so that you'll be free from these degrading, low form of defilements, which will bring you down to the states of loss. Not to mention, if you are able to realize the final stage of sanctity and the supreme holiness of arhatship, when you are said to have reached what is known as Nibbuti, the land of peace, when you are experiencing what we have just discussed, the permeating type of rapture, or physical and mental calmness, they are desirable, no doubt, but they are not free from the formations, mind-body formations, that is arising and passing away of psychophysical phenomena. Only when you come to the stage of cessation, cessation of development, cessation of formations, will be able to realize this land of peace. Because if you are reborn in new existence, you will be subject to holy citizen death. Now, with the final path, consciousness, there will be no more new existence, so there will be no more holy citizen death. You are free from all this heat or suffering, heat of suffering, because there is no more new existence, no more holy disease and death, which are universal suffering, which everybody is afraid. How desirable is this quality? And this gives assurance to such dangerous universal suffering. It is simple, but it is quite desirable quality if you come to this stage. Even if you don't realize the final path, that is the stage of holiness, the stage of higher sanctity, if you are able to practice just mindfulness, with one stroke of mindfulness, you are said to be reaching Atenga Nibbuti, the temporary or part-time land of peace. You are realizing or reaching the land of peace on a part-time basis or temporarily, and you'll be able to overcome these internal enemies, namely these defilements in your own right. At that moment, the blood circulation will be improved, the blood in your body will be improved in a wonderful manner, in an extraordinary manner, due to the practice of the Dhamma, which is able to uplift your life and by being able to overcome diseases. And the enlightenment factors will arise very strongly, powerfully, with the experience of piti, rapture, and then calmness of body and mind, pasati. With piti, you feel the sense of a permeating type of rapture, and with pasati, with calmness, you are feeling a sense of well-being. At that moment, there will arise this transformation of blood in your body. The blood circulation will become very good. That is the result of the practice of Satipatthana, one of the qualities of Satipatthana. If you are able to practice it, this Bhajanga Dhammas in your own right, whether you practice, as much as you practice, you are bound to realize this kind of quality. And the clarity of blood will lead to the sensitivity of the awareness and acuteness of the sense organs and sense objects, which are known as upada rupas, derived materialities, or clung to matter. Better understand it as derivative or derived materiality. This is given by the expression loitam pasiti, that is, the blood circulation becomes clear. As a result of that, with purity of mind, the blood will become fresh and clear. So this is the result of Bhajanga Dhammas. And if you This is the result of the experiencing of piti, pasati, rapture and calmness of the body. It is like when you switch on electricity, the electrical currents flow, so too the blood circulation will flow throughout your body in a very clear way. Such is the result of the practice of watching the Dhamma, enlightenment factors, resulting in clear and good blood circulation. And because of the clear blood, fresh blood arising to substitute impure blood, diseases which are in the impure blood will be gone, will be overcome. That is with the momentum of the Dhamma practice, resulting in the clarity of the blood, with the acuteness of the sense organs and sense objects, upadharupan, visuddham, ahoti, ahoti. At this stage, materialities, the derived materialities, or the derivatives, will become sensitive and acute in the awareness, so will be the visible object, sound, and things like that, which also come under upadharupas, derived materialities. In the sensitive organs are these eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. All these things will become very sensitive and acute. For instance, your ear sensitivity will be very acute. You'll be here, able to hear sounds more acutely than before. And your nose will also become very sensitive, and so will be your tongue, will be very sensitive, and the body also will become very sensitive and acute. Together with the visible object, which also come under upadharupa, they will also become acute, sensitive, and sound, and so on. And also, especially, the heart, which also is one of the upadharupas, derived from materialities. This also will become very sensitive, and heartbeat will become normal, which is desirable for heart patients. And such things happen as a result of the practice of the Dhamma, beginning with the clarity of blood and the sensitivity and acuteness of awareness of sense organs and sense objects. We have this nutriments, or the food supplements in the body, in the materialities, and they are very powerful and very effective in their own right in causing or creating the new materialities. They have the quality and they have the efficiency, effectiveness. So together with the oja, or this in Pali is known as oja, nutriment. And in the nutriment are the six kinds of tastes, which are also called essences, such as oja, like vitamins, food supplements, vitamin A, B, C, and so on. These things are required as food supplements in the body to supplement you while you're taking food, so that they can create new materialities in the body, will become clear and healthy and strong. In the same sense, we have these nutriments in the mind, known as spiritual nutriments. When we are able to absorb or take into our mind the spiritual nutriment, we are bound to transform our mind, so the mind becomes fresh and clear. And this mind also can produce new materialities. That is, the mind-produced materialities. Saying aharaja rupa, that is food-produced materiality. Now when we can take not only just material food, but we can also take into consideration drinks. The simplest one is water. and also the air that we breathe. If they are fresh, then they are bound to produce new materialities in the form of healthy materialities, strong materiality, and so on. Just as by taking this fresh, good physical nutriments, we are bound to, our body will be transformed, so too, with the taking into our mind the spiritual nutriments, whereby just our Dhamma, Chittipatthana, Bodhimattamas, we can also cause these spiritual nutriments to rise in our mind, which will be discussed in future days.